our legal eagle on duty, Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this very chilly Monday morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Indeed, very chilly Monday morning, but very different in the mornings. Not as good as what it's been before, but anyway, we need the winter, I suppose, as well. We can't just have summer all year, can we?
No, that would be that just wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. Anyway, this morning's chat is, yes, indeed, about when and why do I need an attorney. You know, it's a very interesting chat, and I'm chatting about it because, you know, so many people are Dr. Googles these days, and not only are they Dr. Googles, but they also think they, with this new AI, they can draw their own agreements, they can make up legal documents and all the rest of it. And the big mistake that they're making is, have they checked that it's correct?
Yeah.
You know, there is a reason why you have a doctor. There is a reason why you have an attorney. There is a reason why you have a mechanic and that type of thing. And, you know, to try to cut out the attorney or to save on the attorney could be very damaging and costly to a person if not done correctly. And what made me chat about this is that I had people that came in and they were so proud of themselves. They've done their own agreement the other day. They said, we just need you just to do the final touches on it. And I took it and I read it and I said, yeah, when did you move to America? You know, the Google thing that they had was all on American law.
Right.
And they were then very disappointed. And they said, am I sure? I said, yes, I'm 100% certain. You know, where did you find this? Oh, no, AI and Google told us this. I said, well, that's the law in America, and it's not applicable to the law in South Africa at all, you know, in an agreement. So they'd gone to great lengths, the two, the buyer and the seller, and done this fantastic agreement.
Which wasn't valid.
All sorts of things that could have got them into trouble, especially, you know, they left out Section 184 of the Labor Act and things like that. And they had a clause in there that just says the, you know, the staff are not included and things like that in the agreement. And I pointed out to them, you're wrong. You can't do that.
Yes.
You know, you've got to know your rights. You've got to know the law applicable to South Africa. You know, advertising, Section 134 and things like that. You can't just ignore those clauses, and they are not applicable overseas in some countries, but they are applicable here. So, you know, it could be costly. Google is not good for you. It gives you a guideline. I'm not going to diss it in any way because you can find a lot of good in it, but make sure that you're in the right country and that the right law is being applied. That's the main thing. You know, before you put pen to paper, I mean, they came in with the document signed and they believed they had an agreement and it was just a matter. And I said, no, you're making big trouble for yourself.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
We had to redo the whole thing. So that led me to thinking, you know, when and why should I see an attorney? So like I say, you know, an attorney can help you with so many different things. And it's wise to go and see an attorney. Most of us attorney firms have a one-off consultation fee, which is reduced. You can come in and you can get 15 minutes of our time or maybe more, you know, for that little one-off consultation fee, which is not expensive, puts you on the right track and tells you exactly what is needed, rather than trying to do your own agreement and finding that it's an incorrect agreement. And, you know, in this day and age, there are just so many legal things where you need advice. You need to know what the legal position is. You need to understand it. You know, you need to avoid making mistakes that have long-term consequences. For example, with that agreement, if they'd gone ahead and didn't come for us just to check it right at the end, they would have had a major thing. There were employees that had been employed for like 10, 20 years, and they believed that they could just get rid of all the staff that way, not realizing, you know, 1 week per year, 30 years employment and that type of thing could have been very, very costly. So, you know, you need to know what the long-term consequences are, what the position is, when can you and can you not get rid of staff and that type of thing. You know, you've got to know when you've got to pay them out and that type of thing if the new person doesn't want it, because the new people were moving in with their own family to do all the work in the business themselves. They didn't need any of the staff and that type of thing. So, you've got to be careful. You've got to seek advice and make sure that it's correct. So my advice is go see an attorney, spend that little bit of money and get on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And it's applicable to all sorts of different aspects. It's not only buying and selling businesses. It's not only buying and selling homes. It goes further into divorce or child custody, maintenance. You know, there's so much in the family law sector that you need to make sure you're on the right track. You can't make your own decisions there. You know, these days, domestic violence and protection orders need assistance as well. You know, it's all very well going to court, getting your order, then if you make a mistake with it, you can be sued, in fact, if you've done something that's, you know, you maybe not made out exactly what the position is with the order, and the next minute you can have a damages claim. It's the same as unlawful arrest. If I had to issue a domestic violence against somebody and there was not truth in there, or that maybe I was encouraged to add something that's not right, you very easily can be influenced, it can be damaging and cost you a lot of money. And then, as I said, especially with signing up a contract or doing a business transaction, you need your legal advice. You know, you get standard agreements that you can sign, but they don't include everything. Mm-hmm. So your attorney will elaborate for you and tell you what needs to be added in there. You know, the hidden liabilities and that type of thing. Commercial terms, you maybe better pricing, warranties, payment terms and that in agreements that you need to sort. And then another important thing in agreements like that is your dispute resolution clauses and that type of thing. You know, so contracts and business adventures or ventures even need to be properly done. They need to be correct. You know, you come along and you get wills and estate planning. You know, a will is not just an easy thing. You know, so often people draw up wills and the family signs in front of everybody, not realizing that anybody who's going to inherit or be a part of it cannot be a witness and that type of thing.
Yes.
You know, so often we get a letter to say that so-and-so makes his will like this, X, Y, Z. And then in the will, he's giving something to one of the people that are actually nominated. Not nominated, but one of the people that signs as a witness and that type of thing. So you've got to be so careful with what you do. And then, of course, you know, you get the organ donors and the living wills and all that. That must be done correctly as well. Very, very important, you know, that they are correctly done. Otherwise, they are of no force and effect. Similarly, so, you know, legal advice for wills and estate planning is necessary. A very important one, of course, is a must is when you're buying and selling immovable property. You know, you've got to make sure that all the proper clauses are in there. You can't do it on a shake of a hand because it's compulsory to be in writing. Otherwise, it's of no force and effect at all. And, you know, you before signing, even if it's an offer that you're accepting or if it's an offer that you want to make, when you've gone through the agent, I always say to people, go see an attorney and make sure that what is in there is correct and is covered. Nothing against agents, but you must understand that they are looking for business. They want to conclude a sale. So they're keen for you to sign. Don't sign. Once you put pen to paper, it's too late. If the other side accepts, you're in trouble if there are things or aspects missing therefrom. You know, the attorney will check your title deeds, the encumbrances, what the position is with your municipal rates. Have you got clearances from your local municipality, from Amatola and things like that? And they'll also ensure that it confines with the process and conforms to the deeds office requirements, like I've mentioned. So, you know, you also, if you're getting divorced or something like that, you know, if you were married in community of property, you can't just transfer your property over until the divorce order is in place to the other party, your spouse, or if it's an inheritance and things like that. You know, specialized conveyancing is essential and necessary there. You know, the point is you need to make sure that your agreement is correct. A lot of times people come in here and the agents have charged them 7, 8, 9, 10% commission. Because they know no better. They think, this is the norm. You know, you can negotiate commission. sole mandates. How often don't I see people coming here? Oh, they decided to sell their house and they bring a document in. Can you just check this? They've already signed it and it's a sole mandate. One agent has the rights on the house for 3 or 4 months. And even if you sell privately, you can't do anything with it. You've got to be so careful. Another thing as well is that so often these days they sell and then there's no disclosure or defect list in there. And the next minute you're in trouble because, oh, there's a leak in the wall or the electrical isn't correct and all that type of thing. Your attorney will advise you on all that, will tell you what certificates you need, electrical certificates, gas certificates, electric fencing certificates, and that type of thing. Sometimes added in are clauses that are not necessary so that they safeguard the buyer and that type of thing. Another important thing lately, and what we find a lot of, because we deal a lot in liquor licenses, is that people are buying premises and then wanting to put a little pub or a restaurant into a building and not realizing that the zoning is incorrect. Right. So, when you do that, the attorney will also check. If you're buying the house for the purposes of putting a restaurant or a business in, you need to have business zoning. You can't just buy a house. People think and have that perception that you can buy a house, so long as one person lives in the house, you can run a business from there. Not so. Those days are gone. It's one room that is allocated to a business and it can only be certain types of business. So you can't buy a building in a suburb and put a big shop into it and say, the guard lives in the one bedroom at the back.
So therefore it's residential.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's classed residential. So you're in trouble. So, that's the type of thing. Why do I need legal advice? That's what you need it for. Employment disputes as well. A lot of people, you find these days that they will go see a broker and make sure that they have their facts to get a claim against the business. If something has taken place, if they've been ill-treated, if they haven't been paid correctly and that type of thing. So, and also your employment, you need to check it before you sign it. You get people that are valuable to an industry and they sign a restraint of trade not knowing what it means. That can put them out of work for 4 or 5 years. I had somebody the other day that said to me, but that's all I can do and they can't stop me from doing my trade. I said, no, they can stop you because they've taken you in. You signed the restraint and it's there to prevent you from going somewhere else and taking your knowledge to the opposition, which is what he was doing. And he was rather shocked that for a period of 2 years he wouldn't be able to continue in his trade without permission from them and that type of thing. So, yes, you need your disputes there. You need to know and see what the position is. The same as, if you're looking to go to the CCMA, you need to make sure that you know what is what. A lawyer can help you with your representations, advise on settlement offers, and, litigate correctly for you. Of course, these days as well, mediation and alternative dispute resolution is playing a big role. And when you do something like that, don't get into something because you've had a fight at work and they want to get rid of you and then sign a settlement because the money looks good. Oh, they're going to pay me for a year or they're going to pay me for 6 months. Look at the broader picture. Look at what happened. Does it not entail a restraint or something like that? Is there not something hidden in that agreement? Make sure you know what it is. You also get to find out if you're seeking advice, the attorney will tell you what to brew with. If somebody phones me and says, I need a restraining order against somebody or a cease and desist letter, then I can say to them, this is what I want to know. Make sure that you've got the incidents. Make sure if already you opened up a police case, that I've got that case number and that type of thing so that I can put it into the cease and desist letter clearly and that type of thing. So the documents that you need, if you're selling a house, what documents you need, your title deed, do you have a bond, electrical certificates and all that, they will tell you what they need you to bring or what you're going to need to put into that. So it cuts that down as well. Things that you've forgotten about or don't know about will be brought to your attention by the attorney. And like I mentioned, you know, you can go on a one-off consultation, and really most attorneys do have that. So, you know, don't sign anything. Make sure that you know what your rights are. Go and see an attorney. Book a consultation. Especially where, like I've mentioned, there's just so many things that we've done here. We're talking about contracts. We're talking about criminal or protective orders. Mm-hmm. We're talking about property. We're talking about employment. We're talking about court deadlines for something else, maybe. We're talking about divorces. We're talking about custody of children. There's just so many aspects that you need advice on. You know, you don't try and be the person that Googles it and then gives advice to the family and things as well, because that's the other thing that happens. You know, people get into trouble. They speak to their family, and every member in the family does a quick look or does a quick AI search these days and says, this is what you need. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're confused and you don't know what is right and what is wrong. Whereas if you go to an attorney, he's giving you advice, and his advice must be correct. If he gives you the incorrect advice, you have a right to bring an action against him, you know. If they haven't told you what is correct, then you have a right of recourse against him. And another nice thing about seeking the advice of an attorney is that, you know, that cannot be disclosed. Whatever you discuss is confidential and cannot be repeated, conveyed to someone else or used in any way without your permission. That's the last thing. Attorney and client confidentiality with an attorney is just that. It prevents the attorney from disclosing. So you can't come, Wayne, and consult with me today and tell me that you're selling Wild Coast FM, and then I'll go to another opposition radio and say that's been sold, you know.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. So when you go to the attorney, it's kept to themselves. When you go to the family, or openly discuss it at home,
anything's possible.
I mean, the biggest spread of things is, oh, do you know that my cousin so-and-so is selling their house or sold their house, and that type of thing. It happens every day. It's a daily occurrence. So, you know, be cautious over there. Seek proper legal advice, and make sure as well that the attorney that you're going to knows what he's talking about. You know, make sure that firm deals with those particular aspects. You know, okay, down here in our local area, most attorneys deal with everything, whereas in the bigger areas, Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban, and places like
they
that.
They specialize. They
specify. They're able to, you know, specialize, not specify, specialize in certain aspects of law. So you get a labor lawyer, you get a liquor license lawyer, you get property, which is normally the conveyancer. I mean, they are specialists, even in our area, yeah. So, like I've said, be cautious, be careful, spend that little small amount and get legal advice. You always do need legal advice if you're entering into something that could be life-changing. You know, you're going on retirement, you want to sell the business, make sure you get the best offer. You know, a lot of people, so often don't I see people that turn age 65 and they say, okay, that's me, end of story, I'm going on pension now. They sell up their business, they think that they covered well enough, and 3 years later, one or two things happen. Either they bored at home and they want to go back and work, or they don't have sufficient funds. They've realized that the little amount of money that they had has quickly been spent. You know, they're still trying to live the life that they were living when they had a steady backup income, and they're in trouble. Can they just go back and do the same work again? Sometimes not, you know, depending on whether there's a restraining order or anything like that. And different aspects of the law cover the people that have purchased property and things like that.
Right.
You know, so often you get Joe Soap, and he was the backbone of the business. People went to him because they liked him. But Joe Soap can't just go back and open up again. You know, often you hear people say, ah, oh, please open again. You know, the new owners are not as friendly as you. We can't get the same deals out of the new owner.
You can't
just go back and operate again. It's going to depend on what the agreement says. And likewise, when I say if you're buying a business, make sure you're covered and that you are going to make sure that you exclude Joe Soap, who was the backbone of the business. You don't want to buy something and then find that you've got no restraint of trade on the previous seller, and he can open up, you know, 2-3 months later and take all his business back again. I mean, that happens so often with private deals, which is very, very sad. People spend lots of money, the person gets lots of money, and then he's got no restrictions of any nature whatsoever. So whether you're a buyer or a seller, whether you're a person in a marriage that's gone wrong, whether you need a contract for something, whether you have a labor dispute, like we mentioned, all of that, seek legal advice. Make sure you're doing the right thing.
And that makes a whole lot of sense. And to wrap it, now that we've advised people to seek legal advice when they need it, how do they get in touch with Alam's attorneys?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, little side street where Pep Stores is in Devra Avenue, number 6, telephone 043-7211-018. Or if they like us on Facebook, or if they're following us on Facebook, and a big thank you to all those followers that we have as a result of your wonderful station, where a lot of people listen. And, of course, on Wild Coast FM as well, they can find all our details there as well.
Great. Peter, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Keep warm, and we'll chat again next week, Monday.
Thanks, Wayne.